Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Is it possible that running backs hijack the first full day of NFL free agency? That might be the case. Is this running backs getting their day in the sun? Maybe. Usurping the quarterbacks. Isn't that a good word? Usurp. It's too long for Wordle, but I like it. Actually, is it too long for Wordle? Usurp. It might not be. Wait, hold on. Let me try it really quick. Let me see if they allow me to use it because it is a new day. Happy Tuesday to you day. And that means a new Wordle. I'm so mad because on the weekends, I'm out of my typical weekly routine. And I had a streak going, finally, longer than 2 or 3 days, and forgot on Sunday. Dope! It's the worst.
That's not fair.
No, it's the worst.
You shouldn't be penalized for losing your streak because you didn't play.
I tried it. Usurp does, in fact, fit Wordle. And this is a tease, but also a hint. None of the letters are in today's
good
word.
Good start. Imagine if he nailed it with usurp.
Yeah, I would freaking throw my phone in the air and retire from all word games. Usurp. That's what running backs are trying to do to the quarterbacks. Now, of course, we still get dazzled. I'm shutting down Wordle now. We still get dazzled by Kirk Cousins and his $100 million guaranteed to the Falcons. Does that make Atlanta the team to beat in the NFC South? We've got a poll up on Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can also check out my Twitter, A-Law Radio. Lots of you are weighing in on Facebook, too. But as much as we've got quarterbacks on the move like Kirk, Jacoby Brissett back to New England, you've got Gardner Minshew headed to the Raiders. Still nothing on Justin Fields, though. That's a question that we don't have an answer to yet. I suspect the Bears are biding their time, hoping that there might be a team that's still in search of, if not a sure thing at starter, a bridge QB maybe, well then a competition at starter. But so far, nothing. It appears as though Justin may get released. A team is not going to pony up draft picks for a backup QB. That's not generally what teams do unless they're ready to throw one away. But draft capital for a backup QB. So how many starting positions are there still available? Zach Wilson's still out there as a starter. I don't know, Jay. This is actually a real question. which quarterback is less damaged and more coachable slash more attractive at a backup spot? Is it Zach or is it Justin, with all the dynamics considered?
For me, it's Fields, just because I like what he can do. If his arm's not working and he can just move, use his legs, I think he's got more challenges there than Zach Wilson, who has a good arm, but he hasn't been able to show that he's can make plays on an NFL field, which Fields, I've seen him do it before. So
right, not consistently, but yes.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a backup QB, does Justin create issues?
Yeah, he might. But you could also argue that Zach Wilson coming in creates a media circus. That does anyone want that either?
See, honestly, I think Zach Wilson outside of New York is barely
right.
a blip.
You might be right.
As that, a backup QB, I don't think it's anything. It's because the Jets drafted him number two overall, and because he was he fancied himself a playboy initially and made headlines for the wrong reasons and then acted entitled and the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Outside of the New York Metro, I don't think Zach Wilson is nearly as big a headline. Yeah. And maybe that's a relief for him.
I think you might be right. And thinking about it again, actually bringing in Fields might be more of a media circus at this point than bringing in Wilson. But even with that said, I just think I saw more out of Justin Fields in his playing time than Wilson. So I take the flyer there.
So we do have other quarterbacks still available, like Ryan Tannehill. That's another one. We don't yet know how the top of the draft will pan out. Will we see some teams who attempt to move up? Now, 1, 2, and 3, it seems unlikely that they will trade their picks. The Bears, the Commanders, the Patriots. Do they plan on starting Jacoby Brissett again? I don't know how many starts he had for the Pats or how much time he played for the Pats. It wasn't a lot, but he was there. Different era, of course, but at least Gerard Mayo knows him. I can't imagine they trade out of that number three spot if they have their eyes on a particular QB. But the Cardinals, they don't need a quarterback if they can stockpile some capital and move down a couple spots. And number five is the Chargers, who also don't need a quarterback. There are going to be teams that are desperate to move up. Denver still doesn't have a quarterback, but doesn't want to pay anything and can't, because they're paying $38 million for a quarterback to play elsewhere. It's still so redonkulous. Yeah, I kind of think running backs hijacked the first day. Where are their actual upgrades at running back, though? Now, stick with me here. It seems like in some places, the move is essentially a wash. In the case of Green Bay, the case I can make for Josh Jacobs, he's a few years younger than Aaron Jones, but he's also dealt with a fair number of injuries. Now, he's had some pretty dynamic seasons, so is Aaron. Aaron led the NFL in touchdowns 1 year, 20 of them. Jacobs has done the same. When he stays healthy, he's versatile. He can be fierce, a real weapon. He's an upgrade, though. Aaron Jones didn't want to take a pay cut. I'm not sure. I think he should have. But these days, it's survival at the running back position, especially as crowded as the market is. But is that also why Derrick Henry's not signed yet? There is zero chance, my opinion, that Derrick Henry would have signed a 3-year deal for $24 million. You want to talk about pay cut? That's drastic. But he's 30. So is Aaron Jones. Okay, so there's the Packers. When you think about the Eagles, I mean, they got to the NFC Championship 2 years ago based on the strength of their run game, but it fell off last year. And we've talked about all the reasons why the Eagles, a lot of it gets put at the feet of the coordinators, but their running game was not the same. They pay Saquon Barkley where the Giants would not. That's an upgrade. But Jay, how do you like what the Giants just did at running back when they wouldn't pay Saquon?
It seems like obviously not an upgrade. I mean, you're losing Saquon Barkley, who's one of the best running backs in football, but they got a serviceable, when he's healthy, of course. But they got a serviceable back who seems to stay healthy throughout his career, and they're going to pay him a lot less money.
And that's the deal. You're balancing, a little bit younger, a little bit cheaper, with a guy who's been with the franchise forever. Joe Mixon, released in Cincinnati. They bring in Zach Moss. This is his fourth team, I think, in the NFL. But he had some real impressive games, even after Jonathan Taylor returned to the Colts last year. Colts finish above 500. That's largely why Gardner Minshew ends up getting another free agent deal and will at least vie for the starter in Las Vegas. I don't know who he's vying with at this point, but vying. You got DeAndre Swift, who is back in the NFC North, and a bunch of Chicago Bears fans finding me on Twitter to let me know he should be first on this list. They have majorly upgraded at running back, and they had a little more money to spend, right? Because they're not going to spend a ton on their QB position. But also, I think it's important to have a back who's a threat along with a rookie quarterback. To me, that's your best friend. One, maybe a tight end who catches everything you throw to him, no matter if it's off target, behind him, too fast, whatever, not too fast, but coming like a bullet, no touch on the ball, just a tight end who's a big monster that just, you hit him with the ball and he'll catch it. Can't all have a Travis Kelce on our teams, but.
Rookie QB's best friend, right, they say?
Yeah. So running backs changing the landscape in the NFL. But serious question, how many of them are actual upgrades over what their teams had previously? Tony Pollard goes to Nashville. 3 years, $24 million. I don't think Derrick Henry takes that money. So you're willing to take a step back at that position so that you can spend money on what? The offensive line in Nashville. Titans desperately need to shore up their O-line. It is such a chess game. A sliding puzzle, if you will. That's actually what we call the house right now. Moving things around to make room for other things and then putting things back. It's complicated. So where did we see teams take a massive step forward? Even in this incomplete picture that we've still got 2 days left. Well, we've got many days left of free agency, but this legal tampering period where it's fast and furious. 4 years, $180 million for Kirk Cousins with the Falcons. $100 million guaranteed. A lot of young weapons there in Atlanta. Vikings are not in that space. Falcons believe quarterback was what they were missing. Kirk, best option available. And honestly, do you need Kirk to be Aaron Rodgers? No. You've got some really solid weapons around him. Young guys getting better. Love the Bijan Robinson piece. We saw him already last season, even with the mess at QB. Raheem Morris, really respected, gets another shot at head coach. I like the combo there. But is it enough to unseat the Bucs in the South? On Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then on our Facebook page. And we've had calls all the way through our show now as we head through hour number four. 855-212-4227. I do like that there was one caller who needed to weigh in on the Iditarod. It's fantastic. Normally don't allow off-topic calls, but he's from New Hampshire, my home state. So therefore, he has an edge on the rest of yous. Mike is in Baltimore. Mike, welcome to After Hours. What do you think?
Hey, Amy, you're my almost birthday twin, April 6th, right?
It's almost our birthday.
Yeah, April 8th is my. Amy, I'm weighing in on this free agency period. I'm just depressed because the Ravens, you know, they were loaded for bear last year. And you know, just already, you know, we lost Gus Edwards, we lost Geno Stone, we lost Patrick Queen. And you know, we did sign better BK, but I don't see us, as far as in the draft, the upcoming draft, or through free agency, I don't see us getting as good as we were last year. I don't think we're going to make any moves that's going to. And I think last year was that window for us that we were so good at the way it ended. It still leaves bad taste in my mouth. So
of course,
it's early on, but I'm like depressed already because of, you know, what we've lost. You know, it just shows us how much we were loaded last year.
Well, that's true, and it's so frustrating when you don't capitalize on the opportunity that you have. But I still think number one, John Harbaugh is, if not the top coach in the league, and Andy Reid certainly has to be in that conversation. He's one of the top coaches in the league. The challenge for them is Right. You've got you captured lightning in a bottle with the defense last year. Loved what the defense did for the Ravens. It was the best in the NFL. Can they even come close to replicating that? Lamar Jackson's in a good place. I like his combination with the new, well, not so new anymore, but be second year offensive coordinator. Jay just said in my ear, Derrick Henry to the Ravens, because we need to find Derrick Henry a home. But you're right. They had everything going for them last season. So it is certainly painful that they were not able to use that to get to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, so like I said, even with free agency and even with the draft, I don't think we're going to have a team that's anywhere near as good as we were last year. Really don't. But, you know, hope springs eternal.
Well, not yours, apparently. Are you sure?
Like I said, this first day got me down.
Between Ravens and Cowboys fans, there's not a whole lot to be excited about. I thought the same thing about Jets fans, too. They were pretty down in the down and out and feeling it as well.
Yeah, it wasn't unexpected. Like I said, I know we weren't going to be able to keep Queen, and mm-hmm. but just in these first days, the people that we lost, you know, some quality people, you know.
So yes, agreed.
We'll see what happens, you know.
I mean, that is why the NFL is so competitive, though, right? We want it to be a league where teams can go from worst to first, where half the playoff field turns over every year, because it does keep every franchise involved. But this is free agency, is that they're here one day and gone the next. And you can't begrudge these guys. I mean, the average NFL career is not even 5 years. I know it doesn't feel that way, but it's true. The majority of the NFL is rank and file, and the average career doesn't even last 5 years. So when these guys have the opportunity to get paid, I know they need to. And I don't begrudge them that.
It's a blessing and a curse, you know. Mm-hmm. You really can't keep good teams together for long because of, you know, the free agency and salary cap and all of that. So,
Why it's crazy what the Chiefs are doing, and even before that, the Patriots, because the Chiefs and the Pats both were marked by a lot of turnover every year.
Right.
All right, don't give up, Mike. It's not over yet. Okay.
Good talking to you, Amy.
You too. We get so attached. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, and I know on paper it can look utterly depressing. But at the same time, there's, to me, more to be said for your coaching and the consistency with the Ravens, to be sure. The quarterback position is set. They have a tradition. They have a culture. They have guys, younger guys, that were learning behind these veterans. And, yeah, it's hard to see these veterans go simply because you can't afford them. But when you have an established brain trust and an established coaching staff, to me, that's just as valuable than as throwing money at a free agent that you hope will be critical, will make a big splash. If I'm the Ravens, thinking about the AFC North, maybe they take a step back. I mean, it's hard to say in March. Maybe they take a step back, or maybe the rest of the division gets better. I do really like what the Browns have done in the last couple days, and we hope to get a Browns insider with us. But the moves they've made, and it's kind of interesting how they're doing it, too. Not that they aren't paying anyone, but they're also cleaning up scraps that other teams either can't afford their guys or trying to unload their guys. The Browns seem like eager beavers to me right now, and motivated by how they made the playoffs last year despite using 17 different quarterbacks on all the different injuries, losing Nick Chubb. I mean, you're going to get him back. And so their moves on the defensive side of the ball, I think, are fantastic. Not only paying a couple of their guys like Za'Darius Smith, he will stay with the Browns, but they also bring in the linebacker Jordan Hicks, right? So not spending a ton of money on him. Again, my point is, getting guys that other teams can't pay and being able to get them for cheaper simply because they need homes, or like a Jerry Jeudy situation. They give up almost nothing for him because the Broncos had to get rid of him. See, I like what the Browns have done. I think they're opportunistic. That's the word I'll use for the Browns. Their major question mark, it shouldn't be this way because they guaranteed him, what's the number, $258 million for Deshaun Watson? But honestly, that to me feels like the major question mark. Can they get an entire season out of Deshaun? The defense is going to be great. If Nick Chubb comes back anywhere near like what he was, the run game will be solid. but can they get one full season out of their quarterback? And I asked the same question about the San Francisco 49ers this time last year. I sat here in this chair and said, if they can get through the season with one quarterback, they're already in a better position than they were. Because before Brock Purdy, and I know he didn't play week 18, but before they were able to get him healthy all the way through the year, and that was the steady Eddie in their backfield, think about the number of quarterbacks that Kyle Shanahan tried and the number of injuries they had. Well, that's what the Browns went through last season. So yeah, they are bringing in weapons on both sides of the ball, or just getting Nick Chubb back is a huge deal. I like the attention they're paying to their defense. There's nothing you could do at quarterback. Nothing. You just have to hope that the attention being paid to Deshaun Watson, not just the medical, but the rehab, is going to work this season. You did, in fact, hitch your wagon to his star, so you need him to be healthy. But to me, that's the biggest question mark about the Browns. They could really be a force in the AFC, not just the North Division, if he can be on the field. Well, and I guess I shouldn't say that's the only question, his health. He hasn't consistently played in four seasons. A couple games here or there is not enough. Sure, we saw flashes where you kind of felt like the rust had been shaken off, and okay, there's the old Deshaun Watson, the guy who was the Pro Bowler when he was in his first contract with the Texans. But not enough of that. Just like the Falcons felt like their big question mark was QB, and so maybe they overpay to get Kirk Cousins. Well, we know the Browns overpaid to get Deshaun Watson. Let's just be honest. But now, can he be the missing piece? He's there, but he's been MIA. Can he show up for them and be what they need? Because I really do think the Browns could be terrific if that's the case. When was the last time you said that? I like it. I like that the NFL gets turned on its head. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, there's a poll up about the NFC South. Maybe we'll put one up about the AFC North tomorrow. Is the toughest division in football, to be sure. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. Morning! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
If you don't wear brown and orange, you don't matter.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I am really confident because I'm at ease. Last year was a little stressful, especially after you get tagged. And then, like, I don't like really talk about myself too much, so I definitely don't like turning on the TV and try to watch ESPN or watch any of these, you know, these TV shows and, oh, here goes my face, and it's, oh, what's the contract negotiation? All that stuff kind of bothered me. But now, like, when you, it's kind of like I dealt with it last year. I went through it last year, so I'm at ease, so that's why I'm confident. It's like whatever happens, happens.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Saquon Barkley gets the money that the Giants didn't want to give him. It's interesting to think about this time last year. What if, it's a dangerous game to play, but what if the Giants chose to pay him instead of Daniel Jones? Now, it was never going to happen, right? You're never going to pay a running back over a quarterback that you believe is your franchise guy. Obviously, 2020 makes you extremely intelligent, 2020 hindsight. And now with Daniel Jones and the buyer's remorse that we keep hearing from New York and Barkley moving on to the Eagles, dope. Gosh, what if? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. I love the maturity with which Saquon Barkley handled this situation. Granted, he wanted more from the Giants, ultimately had to give in last year when he had the franchise tag, signed a deal that would pay him a little more than the tag, and figured, you know what, I'll play my arse off this year, and then I'll figure out what to do this time, you know, when the time rolls around this time next year. Well, it's kind of funny because he gets the money from the Eagles, and that is one place where they've upgraded at running back. Some of these moves in the backfield to me just kind of feel like swapping trading cards. I don't feel as though they're major upgrades, though remains to be seen what happens on the field. But Saquon Barkley definitely is for the Philadelphia Eagles, and the fact that he's staying in the NFC East, it's got to be a little salt in the wounds for the New York Giants, especially those who wanted to pay him. Or how about former New York Giants running backs who are salty over it now? Now, if you hadn't heard, Tiki Barber, who spent his whole career in New York, he started his New York radio show. So our New York affiliate, WFAN, he started his show on Monday with a comment that he was making in jest. If you know Tiki, he wasn't being serious about saying that Saquon Barkley is dead to us now. You're dead to us, Saquon. Had a smile on his face. If you haven't seen the clip, he was joking about it. But that is his job, is to play to the New York sports radio audience. So he was doing his job. Well, Saquon didn't like it. Quoted the clip on Twitter and then kind of took aim at Tiki Barber. You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me. All right. So Tiki still has the platform, right? He's still on the radio, and he decided to get back at Saquon. So now it's become a firing shots over the wall.
I am now in the media. The fact that my emotional reaction responding to you going to the Philadelphia Eagles, which is, by the way, the voice of a lot of Giants fans. I'd say the majority of Giants fans. And you're going to come back and talk about something from 17 years ago that you don't even understand or misrepresenting. That's fine. Be that way then.
So Tiki Barber has been out of the league now for 17, 18 years. And Saquon, I mean, he was a pup then. I wouldn't expect him to know all of his Giants running back history. But the two careers, not the same. I hope Saquon Barkley lasts that long in the NFL, but it obviously won't be with the Giants. So, Jay, does Tiki speak for the majority of Giants fans, do you think?
I do think that,
Saquon's dead to you?
Yeah.
Until you see him twice a year.
Then he'll be very much alive, yes. Very much alive, yes. But, yeah, I think
you're not
going
to root for him to get injured, are you?
Of course not. No, he's okay. A great guy, Saquon. But, I mean, could he have went to any other team than, like, the Eagles or maybe the Cowboys, which are rumored? Like, there was rumors he was going to go to the Texans, which everyone here was like, fine, you know, send him off and, to, like, thank you, Saquon. Go be a Texan. We'll root for you. But he went to one of the three teams that he's going to hurt us. So, you know, we didn't pay him, though. The Giants put him in this position to take that deal. But at the same time, yeah, you know, it does rub you the wrong way that he went to such a big rival.
Mm. Neither Tiki Barber nor Saquon Barkley won a Super Bowl with the Giants. So there's that. I guess they're even in that respect. And Barber, what, played a decade, 10 years?
He retired in 2006 at the end of that season. In 2007, the next year, they won
the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl, right. But he did spend his entire career, which as a running back can be relatively short. Saquon Barkley will not be doing that. He's 27. He just got a huge deal with the Eagles. And if all the incentives are met, this part is really fascinating. If all the incentives are met, in addition to the $26 million he get fully guaranteed at signing, he could make almost double that. Not quite, but if all the incentives, whether it's personal or team, are heaped on top, he's going to be making close to $16 million a year. That's huge. And I think it's a smart deal for the Eagles, too. They needed to fortify that position. And to give it to a guy that they know well, that's smart to me. He's got to stay healthy. That's the case with really any running back, but it's been a hallmark for Saquon in the first few years of his NFL season. Tiki went on to say he was a better Giant than Saquon. Okay. That's good for sports radio. I think Saquon can just leave it. It doesn't matter, but sometimes it's hard because you feel like you're getting stabbed in the back by someone who's supposed to know you and understand that you got to go and take the money. I do not begrudge a running back jumping from a team to team, if that's what it takes to get paid, because their shelf life is so short in the NFL, and that should be underscored even more in the last couple of years where we've seen teams less and less willing to fork over big contracts. I mean, this is sizable for a running back. But, I mean, you're talking about a guy that, again, they know well, and he's still relatively young. If they can get a couple good years out of him, well, they won't pay him the rest of that deal. But if they win a Super Bowl with him, they're more than willing to, I know, Jay, they're more than willing to pay all the incentives. The Super Bowl itself is the end game, right? You go all in for 1 year of a Super Bowl, and that changes your franchise history. And they know because they just won their first one. Oh, gosh, I guess it's been 8 years now, though. 7 years, 8 years. 7 years, right?
17?
It was the 16 season, though, wasn't
right,
it?
Yeah.
Was it?
I believe so. Going in 17, yeah. February of 17, yeah.
So you do what you need to do, and we know that contracts are built in a way that once the guaranteed money is done, teams a lot of times can get out from under them without any other recourse. That maybe is the case with Kirk Cousins. You may think that the numbers are gaudy, and I guess they are. But $100 million guaranteed is what they're committing to Kirk Cousins. And if they pay him for 3 years and the $100 million, I know the contract's for four, they could get out of it without much of a problem before year number four when he'll be in his late 30s. I mean, $100 million for 3 years for a quarterback is actually reasonable. It's serviceable. Aaron Rodgers wouldn't sign for that. Actually, just the whole NFC North cracks me up, where you've got guys who jump from one team to the other team, and it's a little bit of it's familiarity that breeds contempt, but then fans have to figure out, oh no, now we got to cheer for that guy. So yeah, where did teams actually upgrade at the running back position? If you missed it, the Vikings end up signing Sam Darnold to a one-year deal. So he leaves San Francisco. He becomes their bridge guy. It's a term in the NFL. Their bridge guy while they look for a rookie. And that comes from, well, we knew the Sam Darnold piece, but that comes from our guy Luke Braun with the Locked On Vikings podcast. He says almost 100% they're going for a rookie in the draft and would like to move up. So we're just scratching the surface now. We're really early on. But yeah, NFC North definitely active. AFC North has got some intrigue. We've got the NFC South poll up. So find that on Twitter, After Hours CBS, as well as on my our Facebook page. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Minute 19 to go. Still 109-101. Some fans have decided to go out. Jackson Davis goes up and he slammed it down over Wembanyama down the lane with the hammer. Oh my goodness. And a foul. What a surprise that was. Nobody expected that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
When you are not raving and ravenous over free agency in the NFL, you need to see the move put on by the rookie for the Golden State Warriors. He has quite the dunk over the top of Victor Wembanyama. Posterize is what the cool kids call it. And not only does Wemby have the dunk come down on the side of his head, nearly took off his right ear, but he also lands on his rear end and one of his long legs goes flying up in the air. It looks a bit awkward, like a baby giraffe. I mean, that is the challenge of being as tall and lanky and lean as he is. But yeah, this was one of those moments you're going to see over and over again. If you haven't seen it already, it is worth watching. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Left-handed windmill type of slam down over Wemby and the Warriors bench, which right now includes Steph Curry, went kind of nutso. Trace Jackson Davis, that moment.
I saw that he overplayed it, and then he overplayed it to my right. Obviously, I'm left-handed, so I think I spun or got to my left hand, and then I had to step on him. So just trying him. I told Loon before the game that if I got the chance to try him, I would. But at the end of the day, sometimes you dunk on people, sometimes you get dunked on. So it's just a basketball play.
I'm very excited, especially, you know, my fellow rookie, doing a lot of stuff with him, like off the court and stuff like that. So to see him succeed and shine, you know, it's a joy for me. But just momentum shift. Kind of after he dunked that, the game was kind of over. sucked the life out of the building.
Exclamation point, baby. Brandon Pajimski. So a couple of rookies that have made noise figuratively for the Golden State Warriors. And while they're trying to ride out this Steph Curry ankle issue, the ankle sprain, Klay Thompson getting more minutes, which, you know, he'd been moved to the bench. They're still kind of in that no man's land there in the 7-10 play-in tournament. But Steph Curry is the key. If they can stick around long enough and be relevant until he returns. And Chris Paul now healthy, too. I mean, they're deeper than they've been in the past, but without Steph, they don't go very far. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You know, it actually reminded me hearing, they call him TJD, Trace Jackson Davis, hearing him say, sometimes you dunk on people, sometimes they dunk on you. It reminds me of Steph Curry. If you shimmy, you better be prepared to be shimmied on.
If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on.
It's a basketball play. He took the high road. There are some people out there that would not take the high road. That would be their moment.
I think that was his moment. I think he's humbly
he did.
Saying, I just posterized Wemby.
I like the humble. I like the humbleness. Because I'm telling you, Wemby's leg goes flying up in the air.
The ball falling on him and hitting you in the head after. I mean, that's just, no one needs that after that moment. Come on, I feel bad for him there.
Sports are definitely humbling. Sports radio is humbling. Actually, coaching is humbling as well. Did you all see this moment that's gone viral from women's college basketball? I just want to say, if it were me, I don't think I would have handled it the same way. But the Utah State coach steps to the podium, Kayla Ard. She's sitting down like she would normally do after a game to talk about her team's performance. She got her water up there. Looks like she's in for as long as they need her. And yet the questioning and the answers took a very drastic turn.
How do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State. I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question. All right.
Okay.
Thank
that's
you.
All. Thank you, Coach.
I mean, you want to talk about professionalism. She wasn't snarky. She wasn't nasty. But the question happened to be, how are you going to rebuild? And her answer is, well, it's not my job because I just got let go. Honestly, I don't think I'm sitting up there. If I hear from the athletic director in the moments after a game that I've been fired or let go or whatever the terminology was. But on Sunday night, she answers the question until, honestly, it brings her to the end and she just gets up and walks out.
I hope they get a really good coach in.
How about that? I hope they get a really good coach in. And then there's this awkward pause. Well, I assume
that's going to be the last question.
That's going to be the last question. Nobody was going to step up and be all nosy and ask what she heard or why or how did that conversation go. Nobody's going to say that. Ah. Talk about humbling. Again, sports world can be that way.
How can you do that before a press conference?
Is there a good time to get fired?
After, but she doesn't have to go face reporters and answer a bunch of questions about how she's going to rebuild next year.
Maybe the athletic director didn't think she'd actually step into that room. Diana Sabow, I don't know how you pronounce her last name, but the athletic director for Utah State. And the reporters, too, you can feel the awkwardness, how uncomfortable they are.
They didn't know.
They had no idea, but it's not on them. But for her to be gracious in that moment, I thought was impressive.
Imagine the emotions must have been stewing.
I'm telling you, if I get fired right after a game, I don't go into that room. I say, well, okay, great, thanks. I'm going to clear out. You can go answer the questions yourself. Yeah. Not rudely, I don't think. I'm not big into burning bridges, but mostly because I don't want to give people the satisfaction.
Your job is done.
But your job is done, exactly. You just got relieved of your duties. Why do you need to go answer questions?
And like you said, she was
in
there.
They were probably in the middle of drafting a press release, actually.
Maybe. Yeah, like you said, though, she was in there with her water bottle, with her, you know, team jacket on, and looked like kind of nothing was wrong. That's why I guess they assumed that nothing was wrong.
Well, other than the fact that they lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they did have a record of 5-25, so I don't know that it's it's a huge surprise to make a change. The surprise is that Kayla Ard actually sat down to answer questions with a water bottle, like she needed to be out there for a while. Wow. Talk about your commitment to duty and responsibility and obligation.
That could have gone a number of ways. And I feel like in a lot of scenarios, it would not have gone as calmly and smoothly as she handled it.
I am assuming this. I guess I could be wrong. But generally, conferences and the NCAA will fine a coach that does not speak to the media after a tournament game. So maybe she felt like she didn't.
Because she lost her job. At that point, though, right? She's not the coach.
Well, that's true. That's true. But she was the coach during the game. All right. So we've got that humiliation. We've got Derrick Henry not getting a job, but all these other running backs getting jobs. How about Aaron Jones? I'm probably feeling a little bit humbled after getting released by my team after they signed Josh Jacobs. Same thing for Joe Mixon and the Bengals. They bring in Zach Moss. Who? I'm Joe Mixon, yo. He probably didn't say that. Or you could be Novak Djokovic and you could get into a, would you call it a strongly worded conversation, a strongly worded debate with the chair umpire and then lose to a teenager that no one's ever heard of. And he was termed at Indian Wells the lucky loser. The lucky loser. Novak, what happened?
Congrats to him, for particularly in the third set, playing some great tennis. I watched him play. You know, I didn't know much about him, but I watched him play and I knew that he possesses great quality tennis from the baseline, especially the forehand side. Moves well, very talented. And he got into as a lucky loser to main draw, so he really didn't have anything to lose. So he played great and deserved
gracious.
To win. I was more surprised with my level. You know, my level was really, really bad. And that's it. You know, these two things come together. He's having a great day. I'm having a really bad day, and that's results as a negative outcome for me.
There's a drop right there, producer Jay. I'm having a really bad day. I mean, we can all identify as humans, just not as the number one player.
I had enough.
In the tennis or the NFL or even a coach who just got fired before a press conference. Life sucks sometimes, but we're back tonight. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven!
Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now, no purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.